Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones. I'm Minister James Browning of the Holistic Ministry Show. It feels a little strange talking to you so early in the morning. Usually we're on a little later on Sundays, but this is a new format, and this is what we're going to be doing at least 3 days out of the week. So I welcome you to the first broadcast of the Daily Inspiration Show. I'm excited about being able to do this, beloved ones, to really help you to get your day started. This show was designed for that purpose, to help you to get your day started, to get you a little motivated and get you moving in the right direction. Because, you know, what you put in your mind first thing in the morning, or what you put early, the early part of your day, will what will affect your day as you go through the day. So it is important to be able to bring forth this inspirational, motivational talk to you this morning to help you to move forward and have a wonderful and positive day, like I know that you will. Today's talk is called Persistence Overcome Resistance. Persistence Overcome Resistance. You see, beloved one, success is not necessarily rewarded to the smartest person, the most connected person, or the brightest person, but to the person who is most persistent. To the person who is most persistent. And that makes a really big difference with persistence. That overconquers any kind of other drive that one has. Persistence is the key to success. Now, many of you have heard stories about people succeeding against the odds. You know, you say, how in the world did they do it? Or how are they able to sustain themselves and make it to that next level? But I'm just going to give you a few examples of some people who were able to do that. For number one, Thomas Edison. Do you know that Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times before he was able to make a light bulb? How many of us would have that kind of persistence to get up every day and fail? But you know what Thomas Jefferson said? It wasn't 1,000 fails. Every day he did not do it, he got closer to doing it. He looked at it as like, okay, I failed today, but I learned something from the day, and I'm going to move to do something different tomorrow that's going to bring me closer to my goal. Okay, 1,000 times, beloved one. That's amazing. And next I'll talk to the Wright brothers. Now, hopefully you all know about the Wright brothers. The Wright brothers are the one that you're able to get on a plane today and fly is because of the Wright brothers out of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. These brothers took 14 years of their lives before they were able to develop and have a successful flight. 14 years, beloved ones, to keep trying and run into obstacles, but they were persistent enough to keep going until they got to the point where you and I today are able to get on a jet and be in Europe in 8-9 hours from now. Okay? Thank you to the Kitty brothers, to the Wright brothers who were able, that persistent, to get up and be able to do that. Okay? That's a wonderful thing. Tyler Perry, one of my heroes. Tyler Perry was homeless for several years, and most people had no idea that that was happening with their brother. He was homeless, living in his car for several years. And do you know it took Tyler Perry 7 years in order to be able to have a successful show? He keep trying. He keep producing a show. It got a little success. He kept producing a show. It got a little more success. It took him a total of 7 years to become successful with what it is that he wanted to do. Okay, beloved one, that's what it took. See, none of these people had anything that was so special. They were not that kind of special people. But the one thing they did have is that they had persistence. That's the one thing they did. All of them had that one thing in common. They all had persistence. They all had persistence. And that's the one thing that made them successful. If it were not for their persistence, they would not have had the success that they had. So I tell you what, one beloved one, if your why, the reason why you want to do something, don't make you cry, you're chasing the wrong goal. Let me repeat that back to you. If your why do not make you cry, you are chasing the wrong goal. Your commitment, your emotional commitment to success is what keeps you focused on your goal. It's your inside feeling of what it is that you're attached to that keep you success. You will not reach your goal unless you are emotionally attached to it. You hear what I'm saying? You have to be emotionally attached to your goals, beloved ones. And for some of us, that's a little difficult, okay? And that is because, unfortunately, most people only focus on making money. When people decide to go into business or decide to try something to be successful, they focus on how much money can I make? How much money am I going to make, okay? Beloved ones, it's okay to have a high financial drive. Most people who are successful do have that also, but that only gets you started. Your desire to make money is only going to get you started. That is not going to keep you in the game, beloved ones. Usually after two or three times for most people who are developing their goals based on finance, if they fail in any kind of way, usually after three times, they walk away. They don't have the persistence today because their heart wasn't totally in it. It's just that they want to do it for money. They want to do it for money. And that is not the way to make your goals, beloved one. It's totally successful for people to be connected when they are emotionally tied into their goals, beloved one. That is the way that you do that. So if you wake up every morning and you're totally excited and enthusiastic about your goals and the things you want to accomplish, and you are willing to wait your time, wait for it to happen, you'll have a time of being successful. If you're not feeling that excitement and that enthusiasm that gets you going in the morning, then I would suggest to you, it's time for you to re-examine what you really want, loved ones. You need to really think about what it is that you want to accomplish. If you can't get totally excited about it every day that you wake up and knowing that you're gonna do something to make it happen, then you are not pursuing the right goals for you. Okay, you need to really be willing to have. You got to have that drive. You got to have that feeling. You got to have that emotion attached to it in order to do that. Do not put money as the motivating force in front of your goals, loved ones. Yes, you're going to make money because you'll put your true heart desires in front of what you really want. You have to do that in order to be able to go. Because once you put your heart involved in your desire, making money will automatically come. Making money will automatically come. But first, you have to have that burning desire inside of you, emotionally attached to that what you want to do. You have to, it's a necessity. Mostly everyone who put money first usually not become successful because of what it is that they're not really committed to it, okay? Your mind, it works in a strange way, you know what I'm saying? And if you are putting money in front and you go, you're actually setting yourself up for failure, beloved one. You are setting yourself up for failure if you only go into your goals believing that you're going to make a lot of money. If your goals are not something that you are feeling attached to, that you know is something that's going to help you, help humanity, and help you to do something successful, don't waste your time. I'm not saying having goals is not very important, but find you something else find something that really touches you inside, sets your spirit inside, that makes you want to get up and do it every day. And you know what? If you have a compassion about something, about a goal, you should be so compassionate about it that you would do it even if you don't make a dime. That's the kind of compassion I'm talking about that it's going to take for you to be able to be totally successful. Thomas Edison, was not concerned about making money. He was concerned about bringing light. He was concerned about people being able to have light to be able to see. He was so committed to that, and that was his goal, to be able to do that in his desire, that he would not give up because he wanted to see people having the ability to be able to have light. And that was a commitment in his heart to be able to do that. Okay? So, beloved ones, that you need to have that kind of commitment to your goals. You have to feel that kind of excited about what you want to do, okay? And that is going to make a difference in whether you will accomplish what you want to do. And you can take that to the bank, okay? So you find something that you are so emotionally attached to it, and you pursue it, and you stay with it, and you will find that you will become rewarded. It's a universal law, beloved ones. Don't ask me to explain it, how it totally works, because I don't know. All I know that it do work. If you stay committed to your desires and goals and do not give up and be compassionate about it every day, you are going to have success, okay? You are going to have success, okay? So it's so important that you do that. And I wanted to share that with you this morning because I want you to get your morning started off right and have it going in the direction you want to do. And a little positive word of encouragement makes a big difference, beloved ones. So I want you to be able to tune in with, so far we're going to be doing this on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. There will be other ministers, and including myself, that's going to also share in this process to help bring you information. But tell your friends, tell your family, tell your members who you're close to tune in. And the beautiful thing about this, you can do it on the radio, on your cell phone, or you can do it on the internet while you're driving. You can just listen, put your phone in the cradle, and just listen to the message of what it is, beloved one. So I'm so grateful that you tuned in this morning. And to the first show, I'm happy and I'm gratitude, have much gratitude for you being able to do that. So the next show is going to be Wednesday, December the 2nd, at the same time. I'm broadcasting at 7:30 in the morning here where I'm at, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, the one thing about doing an international show, you can't exactly tell what time it is all over the world. But anyway, that's what time we're going to do. So I always like to close out with a prayer to give you some energy today to keep going. So we're going to do that. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude and thanks for this wonderful day. We thank you, God, for everyone who's on the listening audience who are here today to be given some inspiration and motivation in their lives. We know, God, that you are the source of everything there is. So we focus all our energy on you, our I Am presence that is within our physical bodies, that God force that is within us will keep us and sustain us. We know that all is well. We know that you are protecting us and you're keeping us strength. So as we go through this day, we give gratitude and thanks, beloved I Am presence, for all that you are allowing us to be exposed to today, all that you're allowing to come into our lives, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that you are the source. We'll keep our minds focused on you, God, as we go through this day, knowing that all is well, and we know as long as we stay focused on you, there's no possibility of negativity sneaking into our lives. So we're going to stay positive. We're going to stay healthy. We're going to stay strong. And we know that, God, that you have us covered. You have us wrapped in your white light of protection and healing power. So we're going to just open ourselves up and just give gratitude and thanks for all there is and all everything that comes into our lives today. We know it is coming for our highest good. Whether it's not to your highest energy right now, it may not be what you want, but we know there's a lesson in everything. So we say thank you, God, We are so grateful. Thank you, beloved ones. Tune in tomorrow.